Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm visiting a family member in the town of Chesterfield, which is the nearest a large town to where I live. And there's a local derby on at the moment, football-wise. It's Chesterfield versus Mansfield Town. And I think I'm not a huge football fan, but in these parts, it's like Manchester United versus Manchester City. It's one of those, or Derby County versus Nottingham Forest. And we're just up the road from the ground, and I can hear them all chanting and singing and things like that. And obviously, because this is quite close to the ground, all the local streets around here are absolutely snided out with football parking. And when we were coming into Chesterfield around about half an hour ago, it's now 1:15, so the game has started 15 minutes ago. But when we were on the way into Chesterfield itself, it was just mayhem. So ordinarily I come the direct route down the dual carriageway and then up past the football ground to where we are now. But I had to come the back way to try and defeat some of the traffic. But I'd started this audio boo so you could hear the a soundscape of the football, a soccer soundscape, shall we call it. No, we're not going to call it soccer, because that's a silly American name, isn't it? What I'll do is I'll try and pause it and then unpause during moments of louder furiosity. So I'm hoping that the microphone's picking it up, because it's quite loud here actually. But you may be getting some of the wind noise and the distant traffic and the not too distant traffic. Welcome back once again. Well, it is around about 30 or 40 about 30 minutes since I last unpaused you, and obviously we're away from the football soundscape now, so all I can really give you at the minute is the sound of a baby snoring or the sound of a supermarket car park. But I just thought I'd quickly record a boo. Obviously I wanted to get the sound of the crowd recorded in audio boo form, but I just felt that I wanted to actually record a boo and check in. So the other day we had a great couple of days actually in the Lake District, and it was nice to get out there again. The weather had been forecast to be quite bad actually. When I say bad, I mean low cloud, which sometimes isn't fun when in the mountains, and some rain as well. But thankfully, as the week worked on, the outlook became better, and actually on the day it was perfect. I couldn't wish for better weather, to be honest. A light layer of cloud, and which obviously keeps the worst of the sun away, which stops you from overheating obviously, and it was really good. But Rick, oh big Rick, I'll tell you this now, I almost got bitten by a tick. When I say almost, we were lay on the grass in between a mountain called Red Pike and Ewbarrow, a place called, I think it's Doorhead or Darehead, I can't quite remember now, but I was lay on the grass there, and I looked down at my arm, and I saw something there crawling, and I instantly sat up. I'll just close the door, here we go. I instantly sat up and I saw that it was a tick crawling up my arm, so my instant reaction was just to flick it away and swear at it a few times. But needless to say, I didn't sit back down on the grass again. I didn't even risk plonking myself down again. Because I've been quite wary of ticks this last year especially. Because most of my walking is done in the Peak District, I've never really had to worry about them too much, because it's Lyme's disease that is the real worry. Some of the ticks carry Lyme's disease, and well, that doesn't do very nice things to your nervous system, I don't think. And I've been quite paranoid about them this last year, because I think one of the mountain rescue teams in the Peak District reported that they'd had their first, like, confirmed case of Lyme's disease. So that's one of the first ones in the Peak District for some time. I'm not overly sure about the statistics for the rest of the country, but I do believe that Lyme's disease is a little more common, shall we say, in places like Scotland, in the Highlands there. And when we first started walking, we were quite wary of them then, because we'd read an article in one of the magazines, I think it was Trail Magazine, and they did an article about ticks, and we always made sure that we got tick tweezers in our first aid kits. And luckily, I had my first aid kit with me in the Lake District the other day, but obviously it didn't quite get that far. And I'll tell you, that is the first time I've ever actually seen a tick. I know the reason why I mentioned Big Rick, all one word here on the audio boo, is because both he and actually Daylight Gambler have spoke about ticks this last year. And when Mr. All One Word was recording a boo, he actually had a tick on him at the time. So I think listening to people talk about them, and also reading more about the cases of Lyme's disease in the Peak Districts, made me more wary of them. And then actually seeing one for the first time the other day, and thankfully, obviously, it had not tried to bed in and tried to suck the life from my veins, but yeah, it was quite a scary moment there. And I know I was speaking to one of my Twitter friends this morning, and he's had experiences with ticks, and he was advising that you shouldn't flick them away if they'd begun to, like, burrow in and extract the blood. Obviously, you'd use the tweezers at that time, but like I say, thankfully, it had not got anywhere near close enough to be able to nestle into, like, a warm place in the armpit or in the groinal area, which I think, from what I've read in the past, that's one of their favourite places to go. Right. Well, this is a mixed bag, isn't it? It really is a mixed bag. I started off recording a soundscape that didn't quite go to plan, but then I'm now talking about ticks. Okay. So from the car park of a Tesco supermarket, I will say goodbye for now, but I'll also say that I'm looking forward to meeting up with Audio Boo's very own Pilgrim Chris, Daylight Gambler, All One Word, and a few other people as well in the coming month or so to go walking in the Brecon Beacons. Right, I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now. I just thought I'd quickly come back in on this one, because I did say I would give you the sound of the supermarket soundscape, which, or the car park soundscape, which I kind of gave you a little bit of, but there is also a little baby here. She was snoring a minute ago. She's not really snoring now. That is my my girlfriend's niece that we've got for the weekend. She's come to stay with us for the weekend to keep us busy. But at the moment, she's having a bit of a snooze. Okay, right. I just thought I would give you some baby snoring soundscape. Okay, I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.